trap money, Benny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always.
JBM Podcast, the entertainment at its finest, the motivation at its finest, the random topics at its finest, no editing, no editing. We just do what we want to do, and people are loving it, all right? So thank you again for all our subscribers and followers and likers and people who comment and actually look out for some crazy topic to drop. I'm sorry I don't have a schedule. I was told many a times by many people that I probably should have a scheduled day to drop the podcast. Yeah, I agree. However, it's just tough sometimes when I have to dedicate my entire life to making sure that I record an episode, right? So the failure to deliver is definitely there. However, I never gave up, and I'm still doing the random dropping an episode type deal. With that said, today is Monday. Bright and early on a Monday, oh my God. Traffic, if you're going to work in the morning, it really sucks no matter what country you live in. You know, if you don't have traffic ever, then, I mean, mazel tov to you. Today I want to speak about people who constantly beat themselves up, including myself. We're tired of that, man. What is it that you get out of being so hard on yourself? You know, having motivation and holding yourself accountable is one thing, but constantly putting yourself down, you know, when you fail to do something that you want to achieve, or, you know, something happens that wasn't supposed to, that interrupt your workflow and your life flow. And you just put yourself down. You constantly pound yourself. Yo, let's not do that no more. We're tired of it, yo. Because a lot of times we're beating ourselves up about things that we consider detrimental, stressful, things that, you know, takes away from our normal lifestyle, things that are hard and things that is hard to overcome. But at the end of the day, man, as I said before in my last two podcasts, you know, we're still alive, you know, and when you look around and when you actually start to do some research, next time you have a problem, start looking around, start doing some research on other problems other people face every single day, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, your job is hard, oh well, you still have the best job in the world. Look at other people who don't have jobs, can't even get a job because of their felony records, or because of their disability, or because they're living in a certain region, you know? Think about that, you know? There's people who come over here in America, for example, that they're runaways, man. Like, the life's so hard for them that they'll leave their child back home, they'll come over here on a visa, and basically what they will do is try to find someone to marry, that way they don't have to go back. And they'll play out a marriage, fake the whole entire marriage for at least minimum of 2 years before they could get their papers, right? So they have to have a fake marriage, you know, just to better themselves and then eventually better their family, you know? That, you know, so, okay, I don't have money to pay rent, all right? Big-ass problem. Now what? Well, think about it. You're still able to work. You're still able to find work. You're still able to seek work. You know what I mean? You don't have the worst job in the world to find a job. You know? You just have to buckle up, but don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up because you're not acquiring the things that you really want. You know, a lot of people put themselves in depression mode, man. They walk around, everything's screwed up, life is going the worst way ever. But, yo, there's people out here without limbs, who can't even walk. I mean, people, you know, go to job and lose their arms. For example, example, military folks, you know? Have you been around wounded warriors and hear their stories? You know, they left their family, they get deployed, they went out on a mission, and then boom, shakalaka, right? And they have to live with that trauma every day. And sometimes you talk to some of these folks, and they're the best attitude ever, you know? Look at people who have diabetes, right? They're stuck on hemodialysis for 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you know, every day for 4 hours they have to get dialyzed. You know, they have a kidney, they can't find a kidney replacement. And you over here complaining about a flat tire, you know. Think about that, man. Put it in perspective. Stop beating yourself up, you know. Find ways to motivate yourself, you know. Stay positive. Remember that, you know, if there's a way, there's a will. You know, if there's a will, there's a way. It works the same exact way, whichever way you see it. So give yourself a break. You know, if you need to step back from the situation and decompress, then do that. But don't put yourself in a mental depressed state for no reason. All right? These are not significant reasons. Stressors are everywhere. They're always going to come. No matter how good you're doing today, no matter how well off you are today, everybody is going to face some form of stress, some form of negative situation, some form of ruin the mood moment, some form of crisis. Everything's going to happen, yo. So just take it one day at a time, you know, breathe, relax, focus on what you need to do, and just kill it with action. That's the best revenge. We out. J.B.M.